Here's a story from The World.
2 weeks after seizing total power in a coup, the military in Myanmar says it will not be in power for long. They're promising another election and saying they'll hand over authority to whomever wins. What they're not saying, though, is when that election will happen. Huge protests are still happening across Myanmar by day, and by night, when police come to neighborhoods searching for protesters to arrest, the residents turn out banging pots and pans. Many people just want their democracy back, but Myanmar's ethnic minorities say this uprising needs to go much further, as The World's Patrick Nguyen reports.
When Stella Na was a little girl, going to school in the hilly northern part of Myanmar, she learned all about the greatness of the Burmese, the country's dominant ethnic group. She learned about their ancient kings, how they built golden temples and had mighty armies. That was fine, but what about her ethnic group, the Kachin, with more than a million people, mostly living in the mountains? Well, the textbooks didn't say much about them at all.
About the Kachin people was about two lines. We were just learning as if we were learning about some people who were extinct already.
Not totally extinct. The school said the Kachin were farmers who liked to do this neat dance. Stella says that was about it.
We were nothing more than some cute people with not much history.
This is how the country's military rulers, who are all ethnically Burmese, tend to see minorities, as people who should just assimilate, get out of the way. But in Myanmar, more than a third of all people are minorities. Groups such as the Shan, Kachin, Karen, Kayin, Mon, Wa, Rakhine, Chin, Rohingya, it is a very diverse place. Yet the army has been trying to colonize their indigenous lands for decades. Often brutally, even blasting villages with fighter jets. I asked Stella Na, who is now a political writer and activist, how her people, the Kachin, tend to feel about the army.
Disgust, fear. They feel disgusted of the military for all the human rights abuses that they have committed against the community members.
2 weeks ago, when the generals seized total power in a coup, rolling tanks through major cities, including the heartland, where most Burmese people live, Stella Na and other minorities were like, yeah, looks familiar.
I even have someone asking me, how do you feel to lose the freedom all of a sudden? I'm like, I never felt like we had the freedom to begin with, right?
Myanmar is now in the throes of a huge uprising, a people's uprising, with doctors and students and factory workers on strike, everyday people standing up to tanks and riot cops. And rarely has the whole country, all the racial groups, been united, united in anger at the military. For Stella Na, it feels pivotal. Like, okay, now maybe we're all on the same page.
This is an opportunity maybe to help them understand a bit, but also we can't really hope and expect too much because they are so focused on releasing, freeing Aung San Suu Kyi.
Aung San Suu Kyi, the most popular political leader in the country ever, especially among the Burmese majority. She is backed by the U.S., and for the past 5 years, Aung San Suu Kyi has shared power with the army. Until the coup, that was the status quo. And what many minorities are now telling their Burmese brothers and sisters is, let's fight for a real democracy. Because that status quo, for many, it was miserable. That's a village on fire. A village once home to Rohingya Muslims, following an army purge about 3 years ago. The army has violently driven more than 1 million Rohingya out of the country. Here's Nay San Lwen, a Rohingya activist.
You know, military is the one who committed the genocide against the Rohingya, so we have no reason to support this military coup.
But he does say that for his people, the coup doesn't change much. Many already live under an apartheid-like system. For example, most Rohingya can't vote. And yes, he says, some Rohingya refugees did enjoy seeing Aung San Suu Kyi get ousted. After all, Aung San Suu Kyi did go to The Hague in 2019 to defend the army against charges of genocide. But Nay San Lwen says that celebrating was just a knee-jerk reaction.
We informed them this is not the right way to enjoy detention of Aung San Suu Kyi. We have to support the public movement, even if we don't want to support her or her party.
They take the long view, he says, that the army will never change its ways, but maybe in the future, elected officials might begin to stick up for the Rohingya. So now in refugee camps, you can hear this. Rohingya, survivors of genocide, beating pots and pans in solidarity with Burmese protesters. Nathan Nguyen is even seeing Burmese people who never stood up for the Rohingya saying, sorry, we should have done something.
They realize the cruelty of this military and they have the sympathy for us.
But like Stella Na, he knows racism won't just go away overnight.
This racism is deeply rooted in the country, you know, so it will take a lot of time to change.
Only they don't have time. This mass resistance is happening now. And Stella Na says it needs to become a more inclusive fight, not just for democracy, but to get the army off minorities' backs once and for all. That's what brings Kachin people out on the streets in her hometown, Michina. You see fewer protest signs about Aung San Suu Kyi and more that say abolish the constitution, basically overhaul the entire system. But this is how security forces responded to that over the weekend. A barrage of rubber bullets, maybe some real bullets, seemingly fired in the air, no confirmed casualty. That's from a Facebook live stream. But the army keeps blocking the internet nationwide, in part to keep the world from seeing these crackdowns. What's clear is that resistance is becoming very dangerous for everyone. That's why Stella Na says the only solution is to stick together.
So we need to work together for this country to work and not become a failed nation, which is already on the way.
Myanmar's minority groups know quite well, she says, that this army will not back down easily. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.